Hello, you need to turn your radio off, please.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Good morning.
Could you turn your radio off? Could you listen to the phone?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Joanne.
Yes.
I want to come in here on a few topics. First of all, I am fed up every day listening to the program and hearing a lot of criticism about the building to be demolished and blah, blah. For years now, Barbados have been a country where people criticize every possible thing. You remember the Bridgestone Port? When they were starting the Bridgestone Port, they protested against that too. And that is the same port that we depend on today. Everything that you propose, if we got some economists and some engineers, we could export them. That know, they know everything. And they got a solution to everything, so you ain't going to get in the way with them, though, huh? The government should go on and do what they have to do and forget them. Because if you let, they had the flyovers, it was criticized. That never came to fruition. Every possible thing that the, any government, I'm talking about it, they probably know, propose, we got a lot of so-called engineers and economists who got the answers to them problems. And they carry with them. Now, let's talk about the economy now. Mm-hmm. We got people from the both parties there. I have voted for both parties, I can tell you that. But I'm saying, we got to go back a little bit. In 92, the Labour Party voted themselves up because them are the people who created the vote and no confidence in Mr. Sandiford. When everybody, civil service, had 8% pay cut, and we went through hell then. And Mr. Arthur came and ran the country, gave back the 8% pay cut, and then hand them $2.5 billion in foreign reserves when that government thing. I felt at that time myself, time was up for Mr. Arthur, I myself was with the Democrat Labour Party. And these had $2.5 enough, the money went to their head. We have been getting the downgraded one point after the other. And I'm saying that instead of that, members of the Democrat Labour Party criticized the government, we should congratulate them for bringing us from the point of disaster. We almost got devalued, and they don't think, they just don't understand what it is to be devalued. I don't think they understand. It is a terrible thing, and we will never get okay if we had to be devalued again and again. No, because the point is oil. But we ain't got no oil. And I'm saying they should congratulate the government for the grand effort that they've made to bring the country from a point of disaster to where they are today. Not criticizing, I've been causing all the time, yet never congratulate, not as far as I hear, congratulate the government for anything it does. He's critical, and yet who the party he supports pull the country right down. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wonder, do I have politics in 5 years is something else.
You know, if I may ask a question here for a second, sorry for interrupting you. What is sad is I've never sat here personally to say, I don't refer to the 10 years as a lost decade. That is the government making the reference. What I'm saying is it's only obvious that things went wrong. No one can say that anybody who says not clearly might have been sleeping. Things went wrong. Even some of their own people admitted that. So, but we still can't sit here and say that it was 10 years of everything wrong. Because if they had 10 years of everything wrong, they would not have been voted back in for the next 5 years. In other words, they won the 2008 election, they won the 2013 election. So at some point, the majority felt comfortable. Somewhere along the line, things went wrong. And instead of the Democratic Labour Party come and speak to, you think if I'm accused of corruption or different things and you know that, you know, you didn't, you need to protect yourself. You need to speak out. Nobody said anything. This is almost 2 years the government has been in an office and they haven't said a thing. You know, some men feel that they don't need to apologize. So I sit here and sometimes we are subjected to comments, all moderators. If I, right now, as I'm saying this, I'm going to hear I'm a DLP. If I come now and commend Ms. Motley, which I have, because I watched that forum, I thought it was a fantastic idea. and the people got a chance to say, then you're going to hear your B. But those things don't matter to me. And I know it don't matter to my fellow moderators. Once we sit here and we are fair,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter. So if people want to waste their time quarreling on a WhatsApp over this, I can tell you that the politicians are getting on with their jobs, and all of them, no, let me rephrase that. Some of them are friends. They just vary on policy.
Yeah. But I'm saying that this government has done a remarkable job in a short time to pull the country from where it was to where it is today, and we should be glad for that.
Look at the positives. Somebody is writing here, if I may, I want to read this. They said, good morning, Joya. My wish for this gem of the Caribbean is to reduce crime and return peace and love amongst all. I believe that the powers that be know who and how the weapons are coming into our country. Okay, if they kind of know, we know that they're putting some measures at the port. They said, we have to stop shielding the criminals, whether they are kings, queens, or paupers. They went on to say testicular fortitude is required to clean this land. Well, I will have to correct that because our prime minister is female. I would have to say the ovarian fortitude is what is required because we do have a female prime minister. So we can't refer to leaders as testicular. We'd have to kind of go into the ovarian fortitude when it comes to leadership. But your closing remarks, sir?
Yes, I'm saying about the proposed plan by the government to investigate, bring these people from overseas to investigate. Joya, that's a waste of money. Because as far as history goes, nobody in Barbados, no politician, as far as I know, has ever been in prison for anything in politics. So that's a waste of time. Sometimes it's always found that the body ain't guilty. So and there's big inquiries, a lot of money spent, wasting money. That's a waste of money, Joya.
Okay. Want to thank you for your contribution. It's now 10:56. You're on the air. Brass tacks.
Good morning, Joyanne.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And you?
I'm fine. Happy New Year to you.
And to you.
Okay. I contribution this morning. I was traveling on the yellow minibus 2 days ago with some children. And when we got to the bus stop near to a school in St. James, I noticed, first of all, that there were no children on the minibus. There were only adults. So the bus stopped at Sunset Crest, and there were maybe like 1,000 children to get on the bus. And the driver told the one boy to step off the bus, not to get on the bus. And the children went on to obviously curse him with all the explicits in the worst way. And there were at least 10 tourists on the bus, and I mean, they were appalled. I'm saying that I wanted to know why the driver did not let the children on the bus. So I got up and I asked him, and he said that when they get on the bus, they carry on because he does not play music to suit them. Well, he didn't have music on that day, but naturally, he does not play the music that they want to hear. So what they do, they curse him all the way. So what he decided that day, he's not letting the school children get on the bus anymore. And that is what he told people on the bus. Because from there to Bridgetown, no child was allowed on the bus. I am saying that who polices that? First of all, Joyanne, all on Glitter Bay and Royal Pavilion's wall, there are school children sitting on the hotel's wall in the worst way. They're at the bus stops behaving badly in school uniform. I am saying, Joyanne, that needs to be policed. And they are there from 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, until sometimes 6 o'clock, because I travel that West Coast area often. And they're just hanging there mornings and evenings. So, you know, for me, it is unsightly to see the children all on the hotel walls carrying on and behaving badly. And I really thought that after the incident in St. James, that I would see a little bit more decorum. I don't know what your feelings are on that.
Well, this is Sandy, right?
Yes.
Well, Sandy, I know you have a lot of input with the education system and the reform that is required. And you know where we need to start. And I know
but
you need
I have
to tell
my them. Own. Mm-hmm. I have my own ideas on reformation for that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
But again, Joyanne, we need to call the people who have ideas and solutions. Solutions, because that's what you all see on the radio, want solutions.
Well, yeah, implementers. I even bring it a step because I could sit down here, I could be in a meeting, I could put something on paper, we can all talk about it, we can
Correct.
Say what the solution is. Everybody
Correct.
Gets up and leaves the meeting, nobody does anything. What
Absolutely.
We are lacking are implementers.
I believe we have
the solutions. I listen to Brass Stacks when I'm not on sometimes. There are people who make valuable contributions with some fantastic ideas. I listened to the Ideas Forum last night, and I'm hoping, God spare my life, that I will can
that
listen to every... No, but no. I mean, I can
I
get to listen to them every
tonight.
Month. And mm-hmm. I'm hopeful when the time they reach St. Philip, I would like to attend, because I certainly would like to share mine. We all have something to offer. I believe we do. If we care about our country, not everybody seems to care about it, in my opinion, because if they did, I believe that they would make a better contribution in a positive way. I'm talking straight now. Not everybody cares about this country that lives in this
country.
Well,
I do, and especially our young people. Well, the reason I called this morning is because on my way up to work, I saw some children really behaving badly in the same St. James area. I got parked my car, I got out my car, and I went to four of them, and I took them to the principal. Because I am saying again, Joyanne, the onus is on us when we see these things to do something about it, not just speak about it and turn a blind ear. So I did that, and the mm-hmm. principal thanked me for doing that. Mm-hmm. And I really had a conversation with the four girls and boys.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I think we need to do. If we can't save all, but we can save two or three. And I mean, every day I pass and see this behavior. And I myself get out and deal with it. Some of them, of course, we tell you off, mm-hmm. but some of them, they're here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that these are things that we need to address because, you know, all along the West Coast on the hotel walls, you are seeing children there 4 and 5 o'clock lying down on the walls, Joyanne, and cursing and carrying on. So those were the two things, the bus with the driver. Mind you, the driver was an elderly guy,
mm-hmm.
and he said he does not play that type of music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my contribution today, but
well,
I will
Sandy,
keep on trucking.
Sandy, before we can take a break, I just want to thank you for your contribution to the country as far as education is concerned. I know I thanked you personally, but I want to thank you publicly, and I encourage you to keep up the good work.
Yes, I will continue, Joyanne.
Thank
Have
you.
A wonderful
you
day.
Too.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
We have another report from Wendy Burke on the scene of that fatal shooting early this morning, and we join her now for an update. Wendy, good morning again to you.
You don't spend a lot
yes,
of time.
Yes, good morning again. We're here currently speaking with Emerald Holder, so let's join in live.
Normally spend about an hour with me on Sundays. He'd bring his son over, I'd go and collect his son. So we had a good relationship, a father-son relationship. Not one that I would say that is turbulent, trouble, or anything. We didn't have that relationship. I raised him from the time he was a baby to 16 years in daily leave and then live with his mom. So I would say we had a good relationship.
Okay, Mr. Holder, you were also telling me that the children were in the car at the time it happened, and that concerns you greatly as the president of the YMCA.
Yes, and as I said before, I mean, here is, you know, we as an organization is fighting against youth violence. And I am here facing the same situation that my organization is trying to curtail. I just don't understand. I mean, if there is a grievance or whatever, I don't know, that you would want to shoot somebody where their kids is present, and for them to see the whole activities. To me, that's really, really troublesome. So it says to me that the youth in Barbados, and I say youth because I'm told that it was a youngster who did it, are less tolerant than my time and your time.
I understand, too, that you said there's some suspicion that he was robbed because his jewelry and watch were not on him?
That's what I'm told, yes.
Okay. This lost now, 6-year-old son, how is the family going to cope?
Well, I can tell you, I can't tell what my inner feelings are. It's too tragic to really describe it. But I do know that whatever provision has been made for the kids and his mom, I will certainly reach out to them. At this moment, is really shocking.
Okay, that was Emerald Holder speaking to us live from here at Taylor's Gap in St. Albans, just outside the school where a father was this morning dropping off his young one along with a neighbor whom he was helping. Marlon Holder originally came from Marleyvale in St. Philip, but lived in the Maynards area with his girlfriend and son. Dennis, reporting from St. Albans, I'm Wendy Burke.
Thank you very much, Wendy. We continue with the Thursday edition of Dr. Brass Tacks.
Welcome back. That is certainly very, very heartbreaking. And we're here on the show trying to talk about a better Barbados, and we certainly can't talk about a better Barbados unless we talk about the crime situation in terms of what can we do to minimize the crime. I don't think we'll get rid of it completely. I think that only happens in paradise, in other words, in the next life with God. But I certainly believe for a small island, the rate is too high. That is now the second for the year. It's only now the 16th. On average, that's like, you know, one a week in a sense. So let's hope that something is done about it. We've been singing this tune all last year. And I'm hopeful that I don't have to sit in this chair and hear this over and over and over again. I pray not. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Yes, Ms. Joanne, I am so upset and disturbed. This last month, I paid a digital bill of $180. During the time, I downgraded some of the channels that I don't appreciate. You know, this morning, the postman brought a bill and gave me $252. When I called them, mm-hmm. they're telling me they upgrade the internet speed, they did this, they did the next, and that they send me a text message. That things could be fair.
So they just tell you that they're upgrading and not having...
No. When they call to find out how this bill get to this point, they're telling me that they increased the internet speed and that the channel has gone up to more money and this is the next and the third, and that they sent me... Listen, I am paying them a cent. I going back with Flo. I told the lady so this morning. This is ridiculous. And these are the things that these service providers, well, go after digital. Call my reason for leaving Flo wasn't that so. But this is ridiculous.
Higher than just the people who just give you the front end, or should I say the get to the back end staff, hence the higher up staff. Instead of speaking to the front end when you're not happy with, you want to take, did you take other steps?
But what I'm saying, I can only speak to what they allow me to speak.
Who they allow you to speak to?
Yeah, so I can't get nobody here, but this is ridiculous. And then tell me that the next month, my bill is going to reduce now to $212 to give me a discount. They put on things and then tell me they give me a discount. They're going to be making joke, man. They can put me in jail for the money, man.
But I still feel you can get to somebody higher. When you said they wouldn't, did you ask?
To be honest, I didn't ask. I spoke to who I can get during the conversation. You call the number, mm-hmm. and you go on to some person, and they'll speak to me. Mm-hmm. These things are not fair to people.
No, but you need to take it to somebody a little bit higher, someone who can make a decision.
How I can take it? I can take it to floor height. that's where you can take it.
You're switching again?
Huh?
You gonna switch again?
I thought we're switching. But listen, I am the type of individual that if what I'm paying for, I'm not getting,
and they got the opportunity, I can switch. I can switch.
And what happens if the service is somewhat the same or worse? I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying in general, when you, instead of actually speaking to them and taking it a little higher, then I can understand if you exhaust everything, then you make your switch. But I don't think you've exhausted all of your options with the carrier in question.
Ms. Joyan, what I'm saying is that they have done, in my opinion, they have done me wrong,
mm-hmm.
and I'm aggrieved. The reason that I left floor was because of they would fix something,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to call you and tell you anything that I fix.
And you went to Digicel.
No, I presume, because there's a reason for their doing that if it's spent 24 hours, they will go give you a discount. So them be fixing the things and telling you now. And then you ask about discounts without their fix yesterday. So down the 24 hours, that was one of the reasons that I left floor. That was the only reason. Right,
but let me see if I can understand you.
Yeah.
You were at floor, and because of what you just described, you weren't happy. You switched to Digicel.
Yeah, I switched to Digicel there in November.
So okay, walk with me here. So yeah, now that you are not happy with Digicel,
yeah,
you now want to go back to Flow. Is that
not what I'm going back?
Right. Okay, good. I just want to make sure. So yeah. If, God forbid,
yes,
you are not happy with the service at Flow for whatever reason, let's say mm-hmm. there's a repeat performance of what you experience.
Yes.
Are you going to go back to Digicel, or will you do without a phone for the rest of your life?
Oh, no. I can grind up with Flo. I want to do me again last step.
Oh, okay. I see.
I reach the point now where whatever Flo do me, I can accept. I know a lot of people at Flo.
Okay.
I was from the inception of the telephone, I did with them. Them is who was in here.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, fair enough. That's your choice.
I came back home.
You're going back home. Well, fair enough. I mean, I just wanted to make sure to be clear, because then, you know, there's going to be a little tennis match and back and forth and stuff like that. So I'm not quite sure with, my apologies. One just walked in the studio and wasn't sure who the person is. But yeah, if you want to stay with who you want to stay with, then that's your choice. I just want to make sure you weren't playing tennis. Okay. Thanks very much. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Oh, Miss Ford, good morning, Miss Jen. Good morning to you. Sorry, I can't pronounce the name properly. Okay?
Yes, good morning.
Mm-hmm. What I really want to find out, what the government going to do about these monkeys?
Someone put a suggestion here I wanted to read, and I actually had a suggestion from, if I could call his name, Mr. Fernandes, former CEO of Starcom, about the monkeys. He actually said to me, and I'm now reading it here in a WhatsApp chat, that if we can plant a lot of fruit trees mm-hmm. in the gullies and continue our planting, of course, planting our food, we're not saying that it's not going to happen. We said we might minimize it somewhat, because when they're hungry, they can come on your property where the food is planted. Can we possibly look at, during the replanting, put a significant amount of fruit trees in the gullies and for the monkeys? Because that may be not the full solution. It may help.
But it would help. I really think it would help, mm-hmm. especially mangoes. We call golden apple. You call it what? What's the name of it?
Mammy apple, star apple, golden apple.
Every fruit trees, plant them. Mm-hmm. Man, it's not every day. I cannot put enough. My peach tree, they break that down. My Jamaican ackee tree, it's young, and they break it down. Everything there, and they come in my they come in my patio and sit down on the chair on top of the table.
I can ask Dennis this. Once upon a time, you could catch monkeys or the monkey tails or something, and then we'd sell them, get $50. That doesn't apply anymore?
I don't think so.
Because Dennis is shaking his head and saying yes. So I don't know how you capture them. Certainly, I had a friend, still have a friend in St. Thomas. I want to say had a friend, he's still living. And he used to catch the monkeys. He used to make these monkey traps and all in the gullies. And and catch monkeys and sell
Listen
them.
Listen to me. In the evening time around here, well, I never know a monkey did come out so early first. Listen to this one. 5:30, I went up to get some water in the kitchen. When I opened the curtain, the monkeys them walking around. Then in the afternoon, they come, right? And you should see a video of my neighbor sent to me, and I take. The man sitting down on my table, and the rest all sitting on a chair. All they want now is a whiskey and water. Huh?
Tell me something. You have land behind your house, like open land with like grass and bush. You behind
and that need cleaning. And there's a house that I'm here 28 years, and that house was 2 or 3 years before me. It's built but won't finish. Contention, and the monkeys goes in there in the evening time.
But can you get permission? Can you get permission? If you can get it clear, well, hopefully they can clean it up. I'm saying let's plant some trees. You know, you can't plant any fruit trees out there.
Next to me, and then the monkey will come and start still coming over here. No, I want them away from where we live, man. It's horrible. My friend planted about 15 pea tree, and they break down every one with the thinking pea was on it. You know, it's them terrible. There really is. And there are more. Listen, one time I used to plant, and they never used to touch me. About 7 years ago, but I start again. Now I can't plant nothing. Now I can't even plant chive. They pull up the chive, take off the bit, eat and chew away what they don't want. Even the green banana now they're eating. So my husband have to go down there now.
But if you put some more in the back, you don't feel that could, you know.
No, the back is people's houses.
Oh, okay. I thought we had some open land out there.
It's a development area.
Okay.
No, we don't want a monkey around there. And they're nasty. They do number two all over your yard, and they're gone.
Let's not forget number one. Okay.
they're really terrible. I'm really, really, I've never seen, I'm seeing, we count about 100 monkey one day. Yesterday we count 50. Mm-hmm. My neighbor and I, we count about 50 monkeys. They're terrible.
Well, if you can find a way to trap them, and if the offer is still there, I think it was $50 for a monkey, because they wanted to use these monkeys for science. Mm-hmm. And I think that they need to advertise
No. When they were going to use them, the outside people who never live here might come on holiday, say it was wrong to do that, to send them to, you know, other country. I won't name the name.
Really?
And then next thing now, realize the monkeys, they breed so fast, one having baby on top and one and belly big again. And the man, if you tell him to go away, he stand up. And you say, you stay there, and I gone there. Here, he's not running. They're not running.
So you're saying it's an animal right issue with your using monkeys now for.
Kill the monkey. Boy, listen to me. I must not say what I want to say.
Okay.
But these monkeys need to be exterminated out. They're horrible, they're disgusting creatures. They destroy everything you've got, and if there's nothing they cannot get, they pull up and chew away. They are wicked, wicked. Mm-hmm. But a friend told
me. Well, that's your wish now for sure. We want to get rid of the monkeys in Barbados to save the crops.
No, a friend told me what I must do: mix some flour water, very thick. Somebody told her, and sprinkle it on your papa or anything you've got. They won't touch it, you know. But when they get to realize it's nothing to kill them, then they will touch it. I did that to my papa. The only thing they don't touch is the papa tree.
Oh, they don't like papas.
No. I mix the flour water. You know the flour?
Uh-huh.
And you put mix some water, mix the water, but mix it thick, and then sprinkle it on the pawpaw. They won't touch your pawpaw. They won't touch anything that they don't recognize.
Mm.
Because why is that got those white stuff? They're not going to touch it. So I did that to my pawpaw tree with the pawpaws, and they don't touch that. They go around it, but they will not touch it because I watch them through the window. They won't touch it. And I even leave a ripe pawpaw on the tree to see if they would, and they never touch it. But before, they were pulling them off.
Okay, well, let's hope that we find a solution. We've been having a lot of monkey talk all last year, and it seems as if we're having some monkey talk this year, and we're hopeful that someone can find a solution to the monkey situation. Thanks very much. You're on the air. Good morning. 11:21 is the time. You're on the air. Yes, go ahead.
Morning, Miss Hage.
Good morning.
Uh-huh. This seems to be something, a change, because I got you for 2 days, yesterday, the day before, and now today you my two favorite moderators.
She boy, hat trick.
Yes. Anyhow, oh, Lord, I never called before because it's depressing every day to hear all of this criticism.
Dennis, we can hear you.
Yeah?
Hold on a second. We're just getting some feedback from inside
Thank you very much indeed.
For the producer. You can hear Mr. Hold Johnson?
Did I hear Mr. Yes. I hear Mr. Johnson.
Yes,
did,
okay.
He hear
it's
me?
Better now. Yes, there was just a little something there. Yes, that's go ahead. Little technical problem. Go ahead.
Right, ma'am. So, as I said, it's depressing hearing all this complaints and the 10 years of this, that, and the other. And so I know what the Democratic Labor Party has done for our country while they were there. And I know what this government has done. And I think that Barbados needs to get off of the criticisms all this time and get on with 2020 and 21. Now, I don't have any complaints to make. As I told Mr. Johnson before, I prefer to write him, and I'll write him the list of suggestions that I have made over time and let him look at them. But what I want to suggest here today is suggestions for the lift bridge and so, for tourism, in the interest of tourism. This letter I wrote in 2011. So my suggestion is licenses should be, the opening of the lift bridge, I hope this time it will be considered by the Minister of Culture or whoever is responsible. Now, creating employment for small businesses. Now, my suggestion is that licenses should be given. Now the government is inviting entrepreneurs, small businesses to participate. Licenses should be given to small business boat owners to operate boat rides from the port to Independence Square or under the bridge. After they have, cleared immigration and all those things, like tourists coming off ships and they've cleared that. And if they want to get on a rowboat with a small person rowing the boat from the port to the bus stand to Independence Square to get off going to the boatyard and other places in Independence Square and enjoy themselves. If not, they can even go up to the headquarters, the government headquarters or the Hilton or wherever they want to go and get off at these points. Mm-hmm. And these are things of interest.
The water taxi you're talking about type of?
No, I'm talking about a little rowboat. Huh. With an oar. Or even if you have motorized boats, that will take them. But I mean a little fishing boat, with somebody rowing the boat and they sit down and then an open boat and
so on. Kind of a being ferry taxied somewhat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that. Because that would be for small, poor people. And even on weekend, now the lift bridge is available. Then they could go under the bridge and to the ZR stands or the Independence Square and get off there. Also, when the bridge and at weekends now, families can go, if people are going to shop down at Cheapside, with bags and so on, they can get into these same things to drop them up to the bus stand. And they can get their own transportation, from the ZR stand or the bus stand or wherever they get off there and go. And at weekends, now families can go hire these boats, just boat rides from anywhere. And for families for outings. And the lift bridge can be lifted, like on Saturdays, Sundays, bank holidays and all these things. These people can get these boats and just take family outings. And under the arch there. I know that Miss Motley is inviting all the Barbados, the gathering and so on. The people come home. And the bridge can be lifted at weekends, as I said. And what she can do is get Rihanna Because Rihanna opened the bridge the first time. She, you know, remember she traveled through the bridge lifted up, and she was initially.
I know she opened up the bridge, but the bridge lifted to accommodate her.
Right. Uh-huh. And that is what they can do. Like weekends, mm-hmm. they can do that, lift the bridge up. She can open it again and encourage tourists to take trips. Okay. They can get off there, go and take pictures in the arch. Under the arch, mm-hmm. and all these things they can do is interest in tourism. And
I think that you should, and I don't mean to cut you. What parish do you live in?
Christchurch.
Well, I certainly feel that you should make sure that you participate in the Ideas Forum when the Prime Minister comes. No, I'm serious. So you can have her full undivided attention, and you can let her know exactly how you think that we can make it better. In terms of the transport in town.
I wrote this to the newspaper since 2011. Mm-hmm. And as I said, I told Mr. Johnson, I sent him the list. I sent the transport system to the Prime Minister, and she has not responded. So I handed it in on the 11th of April last year when she had the meeting, mm-hmm. and nothing has come. So I am nothing. But what I'm saying about this this lift bridge is that... let me see what I got here. The boat, right? Not under the... Or even the kayakers, you know, can... Mm-hmm. can
yeah, no, I get the general. But what I'm saying is that hopefully you can communicate this here further at the forum. You said you wrote the newspaper in 2011, and I would encourage you not to give up on this idea. It may need tweaking, which all ideas do. And make sure we go in that direction so it could come to fruit. It can materialize.
It will be beneficial, and for the economy, for tourists especially. And in fact, instead of saying having tourists come and say they're under the bridge, mm-hmm. They will enjoy a boat, right? Not under the Seine in Paris. But mm-hmm. under the Heritage Bridge of Barbados.
All right. But I want to thank you so much for that contribution. It was fresh and it was new. Thanks very much. This is Down to Brass Tacks, 1128. You're on the air. Go ahead, please. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Pleasant morning to you.
And to you.
All right. I've been listening. I listened to the monkey talk, and then I listened to the lady just now. I don't know if you're aware that because of the animal rights, which we are part of the signature at United Nations, that there are certain things we cannot do to animals, which include the monkeys. Some time back, the offer of the tail was a big thing in Barbados, and the place in St. Peter was known for at least exporting green monkeys. And then it was seen as cruelty to the animals, and the friends of animals across the state was going to blackball Barbados and give Barbados bad advertising in relation to our tourist industry. So that was actually stopped. Quite recently, we've seen photographs of monkeys on shoulders of people, and people complain of that. So I think what we have to do, we have to take this monkey influx serious, and remove the monkeys out of the habitat. We've moved them, and they now live in the heights and the terrace. A lot of people seem not to relate to this. And some of the people who live in the heights and the terrace can only accommodate the monkeys because they've got trees around their house, they've got fruit trees around their house. And as a result of that, the monkeys have found some place to hang out. I personally believe that there should be a way to catch the monkeys and reduce the monkey population, not by destroying them, but finding some place to put them so that they will not be able to flow as they're flowing now. Which means, suppose you find a wildlife resort was a good location, but suppose you found some place in Barbados where you could accommodate X amount of monkeys, and it means that they will breed within the area of which they're placed, and that you can control the population. Right now, the population cannot be controlled because they're all over the island. They are all over the island. Monkeys are tiny people. You don't see a monkey after 6 o'clock. But you see it as, you see it as early as 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it travels from point A to point B with its family. One is in front, the others follow, and And there's always a lookout monkey. There's always one who on the lookout for any dangers that will occur on the fleet behind. So the monkeys are really trained. They're really educated from what I've seen, and that we have got to now look back at ways and means of trying to control the population. But since their hands are tight and that we are committed to the preservation of life as far as animals are concerned, then we've got to be very careful not to offend various people of this monkey population that we've got in Barbados. Back to the discussion by the lady just now, quite a refreshing idea. But let me quote Joanna. One time there was a plan to have the robot from the globe roundabout all the way down to the pierhead, mm-hmm. Which means that the people would be able to come down through the under the bridge there by Constitution. They'd be able to roar down the river and under the bridge and probably point out the various historical buildings along that stretch. There was also something going on quite recently. I don't know if you realize that some fellows have these what we call remote boats, things that they occupy some attention there in the afternoon on the bridge, on the wings of the river. Mm-hmm. So it sounds good, but I don't think that anybody would risk a rowboat around the breakwater of the harbor. It has to be motorized. Mm-hmm. I would personally believe that is an air for an entrepreneur. My mind goes back to tell me that the urban development, which is situated in the building upstairs, Barnes Building, sometime back introduced a concept like that in the inner Carinage. It seemed to have died. I know of a friend of mine who's thinking in terms of bringing in some small boats. He called them love boats, where you can put two people in, love couple, by a person who will row the boat, and you'll give them a row up the river, down the river, and probably explain one. So this is a good area for business as far as a young entrepreneur is concerned. We just have to find out the outlet for the love boats, which don't have to be a Moses. There's a particular type of boat that built, like a kayaki, where you can sit, you and your partner can sit not side and side, but in front of each other and enjoy the beauty. But it was suggested, and I don't know if it would be developed, but it was suggested that a place of origin would be by the globe roundabout. A place of destination would be just outside of the pierhead. So I think that's a very, very good idea. But I don't think we could risk bringing people out of the port to the idea around the Great Wall in any canoe, mm-hmm. for that purpose. Mm-hmm. So a good idea. I think the lady, she has a good idea.
People are sending me some videos, very interesting, of monkeys on their land, taking up the fruit off the trees. I mean, they're literally behaving like human beings. I mean,
they're very, very smart. They're very, very smart.
Yeah, they're sending me a lot of videos here. We have at least six of monkeys creating a little bit of havoc. I still find it hard to believe that you can't, I wouldn't say to kill them, but capture them and use them for scientific purposes. I read,
for example, only yesterday, you're going to laugh at this, they was doing some surfing. You know that China has now built a 7-story hotel?
No,
you know
I was just
Googling. Building that
was
hotel?
It, was
you
the
know,
purpose of
a,
the...
1,000 guests are on each floor. So that means that 7,000 guests within that hotel. It's the development of the pig industry.
What industry? The pig?
Pork. Pig industry, pork. Oh. It's a 7-story hotel. 7-story. And they're occupying 1,000 pigs on each floor, are developing the pig industry in China. So this goes to show you how around the world...
I'm trying to fight this here. Really? Okay, I got a 7-story building China bills. Well, I mean, the pigs are getting preference, it seems, these days, more so than the human beings. But that's an interesting one. 19 days. Okay, I'm seeing here. I can't find it, but there are several tall buildings. This one is a 57-story building.
You won't believe. You won't believe. And as well, well prepared for the guests within the precincts of those hotel floors.
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, obviously, that is for persons to eat. I don't, you know, but I do know that there are a lot of human beings that take great care and invest a lot of money in the rights of animals. Actually, there are people who actually do that more for animals than they do for other human beings. I remember going to an establishment and they had two collection points, one for the Cancer Society and one for, I think it was something to do with dogs, one of the organizations here for dogs. And they were both glass, see-through. And the one for dogs actually was packed to capacity and the one for cancer was sort of halfway. And there are a lot of people who actually spend more money on their dogs, on their cats, than they would spend on human beings. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, you can understand why you figure the dog will obey, the cats will purr and light your feet and do you what you want, and that they're peaceful. And human beings create a little bit too much chaos and heartbreak. So I think they'd rather have the company of cats and dogs. Actually, I may have to get myself a dog or a cat, right, Dennis? Because I understand that whole concept of human beings, and sometimes it can be a little disappointing and you actually want to be with your animals as a friend to make sure that you have someone there that just loves you, or should I say, shows you some affection in terms of being loyal to you. But Mark, you want to wrap up? Okay. On to our next caller, down to Rastax, 1137, you're on the air.